Nadine Richards' approach to life, travel, and advocacy. Nadine wears many hats: adaptive athlete, advocate, model, and wellness professional, and she wears them all effortlessly, infused with an infectious energy. Born in Alberta, Canada, she lives with a limb difference and describes her disability with openness and humor, seeing it as just another unique part of who she is rather than a limitation. Her adaptive athlete journey began in 2018 when a Facebook ad for a Paralympic athlete search inspired her to explore her potential. While she trained with Canada's Paralympic Next Gen team and embraced snowboarding as her sport, she reflects on the experience as one that fueled her passion for pushing limits and discovering new dimensions of herself. As an advocate, Nadine focuses on representation and education. She shares her experiences openly, whether helping a parent navigate questions about their child's limb difference or demonstrating what is possible through adaptive sports and travel. Her advocacy extends into everyday interactions, where her humor and openness turn curiosity into meaningful conversations, creating spaces for greater understanding and acceptance. These roles, she says, allow her to champion inclusivity while celebrating individuality. Modeling provides opportunities to merge creativity and purpose. Through her work with companies like Allele's, she showcases prosthetic designs that challenge perceptions, blending style with functionality in ways that inspire others. For her, modeling shows the world that beauty exists in diversity and encourages others to embrace their own uniqueness. Adventures beyond borders. Adaptive travel is its own kind of adventure. From snowboarding in Dubai's indoor slopes to the picturesque Netherlands, where hotels are seamlessly integrated with training facilities, Nadine has seen it all. But traveling isn't without its hiccups. She recounts a chaotic moment in Amsterdam when every elevator in the airport was under construction. Navigating with snowboard gear and luggage turned into a comical yet exhausting ordeal, complete with runaway suitcases clunking down escalators. It's a memory she now laughs at. She has the ability to find humor even in frustration. Among her travels, Lunenburg, Nova Scotia, stood out as a surprising gem of accessibility. The town's colorful waterfront and thoughtful design, complete with ramps seamlessly integrated into its historic architecture, left a lasting impression. It's places like these, where effort meets empathy, that give Nadine hope for a more inclusive world. For Nadine, the key to enjoyable travel lies in preparation. She brings along leather stubbies to stay comfortable during flights, packs light, and always allows extra time for security and necessity, given that prosthetics often trigger additional screening. "I've gotten used to it," she says with a shrug. But she handles it all with grace, and fellow travelers are always nice when she asks for help. The art of accessible travel. If Nadine could design the perfect travel experience, it would start with functional elevators, a non-negotiable, and accessible hotels that don't just meet basic needs but anticipate them. Transparency about accommodations, thoughtful designs, and staff trained in inclusivity would make travel not just possible but truly enjoyable. She emphasizes the importance of hotels that communicate clearly about room layouts, accessible showers, and thoughtful design elements. "I've stayed in places where I didn't have to think twice about accessibility," Nadine shares. "Those experiences make all the difference." Memorable travel experiences. One of Nadine's favorite destinations is the Netherlands, where she found the perfect blend of convenience and accessibility for her snowboarding adventures. The hotel attached to the snowboarding facility offered climate-controlled conditions, eliminating weather worries and ensuring a smooth, predictable routine. Another standout was her trip to Dubai, where she snowboarded indoors at one of the world's most unique ski resorts, a surreal experience she still treasures. But not all travel memories are picture perfect. From airport delays to inaccessible infrastructure, Nadine has faced her share of challenges. Yet, she meets them head-on, adapting on the fly and finding humor even in the chaos. For her, travel is about embracing the unpredictable and finding joy in the journey. Travel tips from Nadine. Over the years, Nadine has honed her approach to travel, developing strategies that make her adventures smoother. Here are a few of her tried and true tips. 1. Pack smart. Lightweight, layered clothing, and compact bags make navigating airports easier. 2. Communicate clearly. Inform airlines about your needs beforehand, but don't be afraid to assert yourself if something goes awry. 3. Stay comfortable. Leather stubbies and flexible prosthetics help during long flights. 4. Allow extra time. Build in time for security checks and unexpected delays. 5. Research accessibility. Look into destinations that prioritize inclusivity and have a plan for navigating less accessible locations. Embracing the unexpected. For Nadine, travel invariably includes stories that come from the unexpected while at a destination. Whether it's a kind stranger offering help or a hilarious mishap with runaway luggage, these moments add color to her journeys. Traveling with prosthetics isn't always easy, but it's always worth it, she says. Her dream to see more of the world, from tropical beaches to snow-capped peaks, and to inspire others with disabilities to do the same. Nadine's life is proof that travel's true beauty lies in its ability to expand horizons both physically and emotionally. Parting wisdom. Nadine's takeaway for readers: don't be afraid to explore. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, advocate for yourself, and embrace the adventure. Life's too short to let barriers hold you back. For anyone wondering if they should try that thing they've been dreaming of, whether it's snowboarding, traveling to a new country, or simply striking up a conversation with a stranger, Nadine is here to tell you, go for it. Because if there's one thing her journey proves, it's that the best stories are written when you take the leap.